The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him to him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take up your yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, the boy is asking his mother, "Mom, are bugs too good to eat?" asked the boy. The mother replied, "Let's not talk about such thing in the dining table, son." After dinner was over, mother asked, "Now, baby, what do you want? Ask me." "Oh, nothing," the boy said. "There was a bug in your soup. Now it is gone." Yes, my dear friends, today's gospel gives a powerful message. It says, "Come to me, all who are weary and are overburdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart." Today, Jesus invites all of us who are tired and worn out by challenges and burdens of life to come to him to comfort. The gospel presents Jesus as a person of healer and powerful teacher. No sooner when Jesus began his ministry than his name spread all over the Palestine, the neighboring cities and towns. Jesus does things that nobody else can do or do, such as exercising power over the evil spirit, control over the sea and the water, and healing the people affected by various sickness. Yet, Jesus is a humble person, and for his triumph entry into Jerusalem, he chooses as a donkey, as is said prophet Zechariah, for concerning the future Messiah. Generation after generation, the Christians have heard the voice of God and have found rest for the souls. So, my dear friends, in the first reading of today, Zechariah shares the vision of the King of Israel entering into Jerusalem, not as a conquering war hero, but as a gentle leader riding on a donkey. Instead of mighty show of power, the king comes with the words of the peace for all of us. What prophet wrote earlier became the reality on Palm Sunday when Jesus entered into Jerusalem. That's why Prophet Zechariah, here the words of the Prophet Zechariah were fulfilled. He says, "He is the one who comes on a donkey." This takes us to the gospel today, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and are overburdened. I'll give you the rest." Yes, my dear friends, what are our burdens? We feel burdensome due to some demands and expectation from others, like burden of responsibility that comes with being a parent, teacher, manager, or leader. The burden of looking after like others, like taking care of the crippled child, and then wife, spouse, and aged parents. The image of the Old Testament refers to the law of Moses. A yoke is laid across the shoulder of a slave for carrying the overburdens. William Berkeley shares this story. There was a poor widow who had two daughters and had a patched land. When she began to plow, the eldest daughter told her, "You must not plow the land with ox and donkey together." As she went out to do what she was told, "You must not sow your field with mixed seeds. And whatever she forgets, a sheep in the field, she was forbidden to go back for it," and so on and on it. Yes, my dear friends, when Jesus says that yoke is easy and my burden is light, so Jesus offered to lessen the burden of those who come to him. However, he assured them of an easy yoke and rest. He does not promise them and us that life will be free from sorrow and struggle. So, how he does assure us that if we keep close to him, we will find relief from crushing burdens and crippling anxiety and misery of sin. Hence, the yoke that Jesus invites us to take, not a burden, but something that is gentle and humble and life-giving. The gospel today represents God as a person of peaceful, meek, and gentle. So, my dear friends, in the second reading, Paul also assures us who follow Jesus and reminds us that our following of Jesus is strengthened and inspired by the Holy Spirit. Yes, my dear friends, our witnessing to Jesus, Paul should reflect the gentleness and peaceful nature of the one who has chosen us to be his yoke mate. Then, by the grace of God, we too can ease the burdens of others, sharing their sorrows and lessening their burdens and lending them our hope and our joy. Yes, may we also be the hands of and heart of Jesus to bring about comfort and healing to others, as well as bring those who labor and are overburdened to Jesus. May we all find rest in the heart of Jesus. May we also be the gentle and humble of heart. Yes, my dear friends, this is the healing and comfort the world needs today. Jesus invites us constantly to refresh ourselves with the Eucharist, and he is inviting us to participate in the Eucharistic table. Let us ask him for humility and trust to yoke ourselves to him so that we may find rest and new life in him. Amen.